Welcome to Mastering Your 30s, a podcast to guide women in their 30s about how to relax, enjoy the ride, and make investments for their future health, wealth, and well-being, and for women beyond their 30s to share their wisdom and experience with others. I am Alev Bakan, health and nutrition coach and founder of Health and Today, in this short and sweet episode, I'm going to share an incident that occurred a couple of days ago. I think it is the perfect example of how your mind, if not controlled, can shift your whole perspective. It is also proof for myself of how far I have come from my old self. I'm proud of the woman I've become, a woman who doesn't allow others' negative feelings to impact her, and a woman who is in charge of her mind and feelings. So, let's begin. Well, allow me to share a personal anecdote that unfolded just a few days ago. A tale that might resonate with many of you. Imagine this. I was taking my daughter and her friend to their ice skating lesson. They were at level 2, which means they had learned to stand up and stay on the ice, but needed more practice to master the art of skating, of course. Before we left, I reminded them to be careful and not hold on to each other and to any other person in the class to stay in balance. And I asked them to be as careful as possible while still having fun. Well, we all know that ice skating is a slippery activity with room for many unexpected accidents. That's why the kids are required to wear helmets and are advised to wear any other protective gear if they would like to. The class started great. There were no accidents. I was happy and the kids were happy. So, however, as I was putting my bag down, I heard another mom say, "Whoops." When I lifted my head up, I saw a kid from my daughter's class fall. He didn't have a helmet on, but he seemed okay. At first, I didn't think much of it. There was one kid who fell, no helmet, but he was okay. So there was the mom who said, "Whoops," and smiled at me. So I think everything was normal. I smiled her back. Then I turned my head and there was this mom right next to me who looked at me as if I was the one who jumped on the ice, pushed the kid, and maybe not only pushed the kid, but also danced on top of him. She gave me the look, the angry breath, and also the head shake. That little, cruel, punishing head shake that says nothing but means everything. It was at this moment that I started to question myself. At that moment, with all that clues that I got from this mom, I realized that one or both of my kids was responsible for that fall. The feeling of guilt and responsibility was overwhelming. And I had the urge to ask one of the parents what happened, but I didn't want to be seen as the parent who wasn't paying attention, and I wasn't ready to hear the story if any of my kids were involved in the fall, even if it would come from a mom who smiled at me. So I stayed and I watched the lesson end right next to the woman who I knew for sure hated me and the children I came with, like, and who disapproved of my motherhood and wasn't afraid to show it with her eyes, with her gesture and sounds. Plus, she wasn't even the mother of the kid who fell. What if his mom appeared at the end of the lessons and yelled at me and complained about my kids and even asked them to be taken out of the class? I was a failure, the one who disrupted the class, endangered other kids, the unwanted one. So, as I found myself spiraling down into a vortex of self-criticism, I had a moment of clarity. I was engaging in self-bullying, blaming myself for a situation that was beyond my control. Despite the fact that the child was unharmed, the class continued, and I had one mom who smiled at me, I chose to focus on the negative. This self-blame game, this habit of worrying, was a familiar territory for me. But then I made a conscious decision to shift my perspective. I chose self-awareness over self-blame, and that made all the difference. It was then that I began to reframe the situation in my mind. I reminded myself that everyone is responsible for their own reaction, and sometimes those reactions are influenced by their own baggage unrelated to the current incident. So I shifted into the "it's not you" phase and reassured the insecure mom inside me that everything was all right. I was doing my best as a mom and as a human being. The class ended and all the kids were out. I was helping my kids with their ice skating and getting details of the incident, while the same mom who hissed and gave the evil eye on me passed behind me with the same sighing sound. I heard it, but this time I didn't accept it. And I let that woman continue to be angry with whoever she was actually mad at. I hope she will resolve her problems as soon as possible. This was a moment of self-compassion, of choosing not to internalize her anger and let it affect me. While we were leaving the building, I saw the mother of the boys who fell and told her what happened. I asked if he was okay, and she said I was so sweet and that he was fine. Well, I suggested that he should wear a helmet for the remaining six classes because I wasn't like strong enough to handle another fall. And she agreed, and she told me that they had a big fight before the class, and because he didn't want to wear a helmet because he thought it wasn't cool. So we said our goodbyes, we laughed a little bit, and then left. Well, first of all, I hope the boy will wear his helmet this next week. And I would also like that mom who hated me that much to go on a vacation, but we are done with all the spring break, so I think I will see her again this week and the upcoming weeks. And with my luck, no matter how hard I try, I will end up next to her, but it's okay. I, of course, didn't use this story to tell you the importance of wearing helmets while ice skating, but it is also an important topic. I would like to share my pride of how far I have come from the old Alev. The Alev in her 30s would be deep down in this self-blaming game, internalizing all the hate that was thrown at me by that mom. Still feeling guilty as a terrible mom and giving lessons to my daughter and her friend about how they should be even more careful, maybe stay away as far as they can from that boy in the next lesson so that we don't become this trouble-causing bunch. But the new me is not playing this game anymore. I know that anger, especially that passive-aggressive anger, was directed at me, but was not for me. I now know that it's up to me to accept it and make myself miserable for the rest of the day, or let it go and wish that mom well and let her be with her anger. The old me could say something like, "I'm sorry," when that mom sent her angry look at me. The new me is not using her stories just to comfort others' insecurity. I now know that all these words we use to get out of the complaint can put some extra burden on us for that day. Sorry is for real mistakes, not for people who have nothing to do with the problem, but think they have every right to make you feel bad. Also, the old me would not have the courage to go to the mom of the boy who fell and talk to her. The new me cares but doesn't mind, also doesn't like the assuming game anymore. I don't want to avoid talking to that mom and assume she will be angry at me and at my children. I went there, talked to her, and saw firsthand that there is no anger, no problem, and no blaming. If you find yourself recognizing any of these self-sabotaging tools, I hope that my experience can help you detect them earlier and start the journey out of that rabbit hole sooner. As I mentioned before, reactions come with baggage. So don't take on the negative feeling that have nothing to do with you. Don't let an unhappy person ruin your day or allow that nasty feeling to circle in your brain. This understanding of self-awareness and self-compassion is key in dealing with such situations. The brain is tricky. The mom brain is even trickier. In that incident, my mom brain chose to go with the negative reaction and omitted the smiley face. I think that the belief that we should not make any mistakes and own the mistakes or failures of our kids is a dark side of the mom's brain. I am, of course, not telling you not to relate with your kid, but there are some things, like your kid accidentally making another kid fall in the ice skating class, that you can do nothing about. So be selective of your guilt, because I know that builds up and that tension goes out in an unrelated, uncontrollable way. Imagine getting myself all built up with that shame, then maybe making unnecessary comments to my daughter about how she should be even more careful, or being moody all day because of something that I have no control of. Let's also switch to the other side of the story and be that mom who hissed and eye-rolled me. Let's say that you witness a kid fall down in ice skating class because of another kid who lost her balance. So the mom of the imbalanced kid is right next to you, and you know that she didn't see the incident because she was leaning down to her back. She stands up, clueless. What would you do? Well, we saw the two options we have. A, being the whoopsie mom with the smile, or B, being the angry one with the hiss. Well, I will go with A, because I know that eye rolling, hissing would not take me or that mom to a better place. But compassion can make the key to make another mom's day gazillion times better. I know life is not about birds and roses. There may be other things that mom was dealing with. However, her reaction was targeted towards me, even though I didn't cause it. But it still made me feel bad. And to be honest with you, the 42-year-old Alev doesn't accept that. The reaction, which was also repeated the second time while leaving the class, was intentional to hurt me. Please don't be that person. Don't be the person who takes everybody down the hole with you. We all have many struggles in life, but women, especially moms, must go and take the high road and lift each other up instead of making each other guilty. Do I think that mom was thinking how bad she made me feel? Well, I don't think so. Do I think she even thought she had no reason to act like that? I highly doubt so. But you, my friend, you have that option. Each day we encounter many women. Doesn't matter if they are either moms or not. They all are going through different emotions, having multiple tabs open in their mind and in their actual computer. If each of those women get their anger from another person, who has no relation with the actual problem, the world will be a big chain of accidents. So next time you are pissed off, well, take a minute or two to cool down. Try to zone out of that person, event, or idea. Well, get your attention to another event. Read something. Watch your kid while ice skating. But be nice to others. Well, believe it or not, practicing kindness toward others has been scientifically proven to have numerous benefits. It can boost self-esteem, improve empathy and compassion, and uplift mood. Moreover, it has been observed to lower blood pressure and reduce cortisol levels, a hormone that is directly linked with increased stress level. Well, you see, being kind does come with a lot of nice, good baggage too. And my 30-year-old friend, remember that self-blame is not the same thing with self-awareness. Be aware of your faults, but don't be your own bully. You don't have to be the punching bag to satisfy other people's self-esteem. And you got this. You are a good mom, good human being. Accident happen, mistake teach us new things. You have to be your best friend. And believe me, you will. But it's better to do it now than later. To be honest, sharing experiences like this, talking about anything and everything that relates you in your 30s is the aim of this podcast. I also know that lots of women in their 30s have desires and dreams and projects in their head, but they don't know how to start or continue on the progress they make because of several elements that are happening in their life, like finances, time management, or mom duties. If you are one of those mom, I highly recommend scheduling your 30 minutes intro session with me to see how Mastering Your 30s program can help you achieve your dreams, progress on your projects, and make the suitable investments in all areas of your life so that you are well equipped for your 40s and beyond. But in order to have the best coaching experience, I need to understand where you are coming from. And that's why the intro sessions are free and they are essential. Some people prefer personal coaching while others prefer to be in a group format. So Mastering Your 30s comes in both formats and you can be as involved with people as you like, or you can be as isolated as you want. So book your appointment today. You can go to www.healthandco.com/masteringyour30s or find the Mastering Your 30s tab, and we can schedule your 30-minute session right away. You can also learn more about Mastering Your 30s Club and group programs and all the information about my guest at www.healthandco.com/masteringyour30s. Can you or somebody you know be a great guest for this podcast? Please fill out our guest form at www.masteringyour30s.com. Listen to the new episodes of Mastering Your 30s wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be good to yourself. Listen to the new episodes of Mastering Your 30s wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be good to yourself.